This Saturday marks the start of our monsoon season. The three-month period brings a change in the weather pattern, and that often brings extreme heat, dust storms, lightning, and flooding. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me now to discuss how Phoenix is prepared. Now, Christina, people often think about firefighters responding to severe weather calls, but the monsoon season requires several city departments to have plans, right?
Yes, and not just response plans. It's about prevention, too.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, take the street transportation department. This time of year, they're more focused on clearing out washes and drainage structures. The department's director, Kimi Knudsen, recently told the city council about their preventive maintenance. It includes trimming vegetation, clearing catch basins and storm drains, and cleaning streets.
We sweep our city streets on a routine basis that ensure debris, rocks, and dirt do not create issues for how water flows through and over our network of streets.
During a storm, the street transportation department's first response usually involves clearing the roads of downed trees and other debris for emergency crews and residents to travel. Assistant Fire Chief Shelley Jamison says during a storm, call volume can increase 2.5 times.
We have additional emergency response units that are located in specific regions throughout the city. These are designed to be relocated if necessary when major incidents deplete our resources.
The Parks Department gets involved too. Parks often serve as headquarters for sand where residents can bring bags to fill. Here's Lisa Jones. She oversees emergency management.
When severe weather is anticipated, we strategically disperse roll-off containers with sand to determine locations across the city. Once containers are in place, we notify the communications office to update the website and social media accounts.
Christina, the communications office works closely with media outlets during storms so we can share information about road closures and sandbag locations and other things. Are there certain messages they're really zeroing in on as the season gets underway?
Well, their goal is to not only share information, but encourage people to be proactive. For example, Communications Director Julie Waters promotes Go Kits for people and pets.
This is a portable pack that contains items in it so you can be self-sufficient for up to 3 days. Things like water, food, cash, first aid supplies, phone chargers, batteries, different things like that. This includes our four-legged family members. Make sure you are prepared to protect your animals before, during, and after a monsoon.
The city's website and social media platforms are pushing monsoon preparedness. And if you live or work in Phoenix and you get a water and trash bill in the mail, your June bill should include a page with important phone numbers and information.
And you might want to keep that sheet handy since the monsoon season lasts all the way through September 30th.
Yes, and we will have links on our website, kjzz.org.
KJZZ's Christina Estes, thank you as always.
You're welcome.